Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We should be today on Dab Tzadik Vav, where the violin, where on Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis by the two dots. In the middle of Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, I want to go somewhat faster over here. Hakibus Bebakam Kaddish. We have to try and catch up a little bit. Well, everybody else is doing this. So. Akibus Babaka Kaddish. Akibus that we do is all Babaka Kaddish. Like we done yesterday. What Babaka Kaddish? Rashi, you remember, said the Azara. I wanted to know what happens by the Lishkis. Good arrival, but I sefta by stoys. Is that stali the makom of the achila? It's not so pushy. Exactly what qualifies for the makom kaddish? Minani mili. And how do you know? Tana rabbana. The chabes for makom kaddish. Okay, so therefore, kibus medav chatos. Kibus of the dam chatos has to be the makom kaddish. You're there, it comes out, you brought it out. The din is you have to bring it back in, the begid, you bring the begid back in, and you wash it there. Shmiras klicharis minayin, tabad laimar klicharis asher tabutam al yishaver, and says also over there, it's mevakam kodesh. And also meriku shtifa beklina chayshis minayin, tabad laimar beklina sada chayshis bushalo mark vishutmat bamayim. It's all included in that pasuk. Bashba, it's all one din. Whatever you hold that qualifies for the din of a makom kaddish by one, it qualifies for the other. Let me just get this, the din, clear that everybody should have this. I want everybody to know this. That the din by kibbutz, remember, only applies by tabzatos. Chatos, not only that, only by chatos behemoth, not by chatos alive, even though it does apply by chatos apnimius and chatos achitzayna. The din of Riku Shtifa, remember, is not only a din, of course, by chatos, by all kachim, of course, in the Makom Kaddish. The shayla is by the din of a klitharis, asher tabushal balti shaver. That din we had is a machlaikis, Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Yuma says that it applies by the other ones also. And the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam holds that the din of Klicheres Asher Tevushava Yishaver only applies by a chat. So the din are a little bit complicated. Daf Halkin come after get that clear. These needed. Zen Chazer Chaymer Bechatos. Yeah. Well, again, remember, we even had one of the Rashis, but Rashi, we had in Yuma, we came there, Kachim, 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 Kalim. Rashi always says it refers to all Kachim. Okay. But the problem of what happens here exactly, that already we'll have to see. And not only that, and when you do it,
when do you do it?
After it becomes nicer? Or before it comes, I said, I'm waiting for that, because we have, that's going to be totally, I'm not dealing with that yet, because that's already going to be totally in a place for this later on, that we have on Daf Tzadik Zayin, which we'll leave. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come to that later. Yeah, exactly what is the din? At what point do you do the Mariku Shtifa, or the breaking? Zechaymer Bechatos Tzuleka. You take, that's the Chaymer of a Chatos. The way Rashi Ray over here remember learns, that's going with the kibbutz, as opposed to the other karbonis. You mean that's the only kumra that we have a chatas? Two lekamahik, a shenitnis daba, lifnim. What happens when, let's say we have cases where it's able to be brought, shenitnis daba, lifnim. Don't think about where we see, we have what happens on Chatas of Apidemius. You're able to bring the Dab with them. The Chatas Achitzaidius. She did this dama lifnei psula. Something about Rabbi Akiva, yeah, but that's also a psul. That's a special din that we have. What about her over here? She did this dama lifnim. What about that? That's a chumra that it's only by a chatos that you bring the dam lifnim into the heichol and it becomes a puzzle. And that thing about, remember, we had Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the other called dama shenichzul heichol lechaper psul. Okay, so therefore what? That also was not a chumra that we have by chatos. And what about this? Came a chaper and a chaper krisis? What do you mean? That's another chumra. Because not every chatos, of course, it's an exception to the rule, but chatos shmiya kol of what we talk about, the making a shmua of the gabi shmua's famous, and the dinim that we have, that there is no kli of karis, it's shmua, it's more chaber. But Avon became, the chatos is able to work over there, by Shmuel in general. Shmuel is being called by, even though there's no curse. She came to the Abraham Atonis. What about that? That's also a chumra that we have by Achatus. You need the Hazos or the Kronis. Krabi Shmuel the Omar called Abraham to Unim Dalad Matonis. Those like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, because what? Everything needs validika. We have Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says the Omar Beis Omar Kaimav. Kol Hadavim Teudim Pisuk. Abramatonis the base Kronos. That everything. It's not like we held. It's not like that. It's Shlan Shein Arba. He held that it required separate ones, distinctive ones.
On the carrot,
like now Kol Damim Teudim Dalad Kronos Al Dalad Kronos. Al Dalad Kronos. Oh, the time that Chalika, Karen. What do you mean? So what are you asking? You're asking that there are these chumras also. Chalika, Hezba, Chalika, Chuda. You can have cases where Avada, there are other chumras that we have by Achatos that don't apply by the other ones. It doesn't mean over here that there's something, this is the only chumra that we have by chatas as opposed to other things. Where it says again, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol Damim Teudim Dalad Matanis. Okay, fine. But, so that's a distinctive thing. What about this Al Dalad Kronos? It's up there, Al Dalad Kronos. It's another kasha. Like over here, you need all the Kronos. Even if you hold Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't mean that, it means you need four, but doesn't mean it has to be on the Karen. If you don't do it on the Karen, Al Dalad Kronos. That's a unique machatos. You do it by the, you know, by the vertex. Ella Shiyata Ella Chad betrayed Taimi plus a Chumri Mokad. There are other things also, but we don't mean over here that this is the exclusive Chumri that we have, but it's one of them. Beged Shiyotzu Chutzla Kloyim. Now, let's off cup over here. A beged that was Yaitse Chutzla Kloyim. Huh? Well, it doesn't make a difference. Beged Shiyotzu Chutzla Kloyim. Dichdas Ubechabso. It went outside and it had dab that came on it. Let's say Dab came on it while it was within, and then you took it with chutz. Nichlas, what do? Nichlas of Chabso. You bring it back in, and your kibbutz, of course, like we've been saying all along, it has to be Makkal Kaddish. Nichlas of Chabso, Makkal Kaddish. Again, like we call it, what does this still mean? Tafkidi Azara, or maybe you can do this also on the Lishkis. What about this? Nitma, Chutz l'klayim. Suppose it became tamei. Chutz l'klayim. So l'klayim, you cannot bring it in. Rashi here says, "Nichnas liyazar b'chatsa b'makom kadosh nidma chutz l'klayim liyachas shiyotzo." After it went out, the eshel ha'achdis tuma liyazara. You cannot bring a beggar tameh into the Azara. Shatzach Chutzlach Nichnas, what do you do? Your Nichnas, beggar Shatzach Chutzlach Kloyim. And again, here it's got Nigma Chutzlach Kloyim. What do you do with it? Karel, tear it. You tear it to take the tuba off and then you bring it in. Karel, Rashi says, Vitahar, Bituba. You're retiring from the tuba, you cannot take it in. But you tear it, and therefore you're that by doing that, you'll be able to be retiring. Tumutilachniso, and then you bring it back in. Vinichdas ubechamsai b'makam kaddish, and then you do it like that. Then, you say you gotta, you have to be retired in order to be mekayim into the midst of kibbutz dafke b'makom kodesh. Well, now kibbutz not be going wicked into the mikveh. Chutzel kara, wait. Litvat chutzel kai kara nitnas b'chatsa b'makom kodesh. There, you do it b'makom kodesh. Klicheres, she also chutzel klayim. Nitnas v'shayvrayim b'makom kodesh, like Chutzlach Shetubus Abal Yishaver, also, of course, has to be done b'makom kodesh. Nitma Chutzlach Kloyim. What do you do there? Likewise, what you do is you make a hole in it, perforate it. Nitnas v'shayvrayim b'makom kodesh. Obviously, when you do any of these things, when you tear it, you break it, you're doing it in a way where it does not really lose the shet kli by itself. Let's say you smattered it to smithereens. Now what? You can't do it. So what you're going to do is you're going to perforate it. So it's not functional, at least in the way that it was. It has to be functional. If it's not functional, then it's not a kli charis anymore. It's a shard. You can't even tie in shmir. Look at the shmir and a shard. Can't do that. So you're going to have to take off the tuba in some way by the mishad of the kli, even though it's going to retain the shem kli. In the same way by a baggit. Let's say you would tear it to the yamabish to shreds. Can't do that. What are you going to do then? You tear it to shreds? What? Now what? So it's not a baggit anymore. So you're going to be behind the mitzvah. So let's see how it's going to work.
Why don't they tell
you? Because then you can't, because you have to be mechabes it.
You wash it away then.
Yeah. Same thing also. Nichnas of Marko b'shaytvay b'makom kaddish. Nitma chutz l'klayim. Nitma chutz l'klayim. So let's say you've got a baby tamei chutz l'klayim. Over there, also the same thing. Paisai, the nitzas umarkla b'shayfly b'makom kaddish. There again, the same thing. Maskla ravina karel begid amar achman of la begid. Who the Gemara is asking? You have to do it. The mitzvah guy to do a begid. It's a chatatin sasri. You're going to tear it to smithereens. You're going to shred it. You shred it. So now what? Now you're going to be kind of mitzvah of kibbutz or something that's not a begid. Something about another mishayer make a name of pyrus. You're going to have to be mishayer a substantial part that it's still going to be called a beged. And so, even though it's not a beged, the gabi tuba. Why? So, how could that be? The harabuna leishanu elish and loshayer book and they my pyrus. I'm a shayer book and they my pyrus. Kiburu, what did you accomplish by that? If there's a substantial part that the whole thing is connected, so the word, it's still Tameh. What did you accomplish? And then that thing where it says, Eidachanami. But that din that you have is Midrabanidu, and not a din deraisa. And therefore, Midrabanidu takes off the tuba. Midrabanidu, it takes off the tuba. And therefore, you can be Mikayim, the mitzvah still has a Shem Begin to a degree. Rashi over here comes and tells us, let me just see the Rashi. Avoshar b'kidei ma'pairis. It's a great thing about it, it's still b'tumaso. Like Rashi says, a rei b'tumaso. I don't think Mar b'tumaso. midrabbanim kseira dima lo asya the mikra ruba. It's a drabbanim that says that even though right, even though it's all right, it's torn, but the din is it's still going to be tamei because you, if we're going, because if you're not going to be, that it means that you're, we're worried that he's not going to tear Ruba, but he's coming really to him and tire it. I will be daraisa tahari. Be daraisa tahari anyway. Ubutter lach nisa. Mishul mitzvahs kibus. Mitzvah daraisa, if you're able to do mishul mitzvahs kibus. So which means what? It's still right to have the Shem begging the gabi this. Because soif kol soif, the tumah is up because you did tear a substantial part. That's enough to be retiring. But it's not enough to make the rubbish not like you tore it in shreds. It's still right to have a Shem begging the gabi this. And therefore you'll be able to be retiring the mitzvah. Klicharis, she answered the same thing. Now, what did you do over here? Kli, Omer, Achvada, what did you do? You broke it outside. You perforated it. Well, you made a big hole in the thing, so it's not Kli Chairis anymore. What are you going to do now? Bring it back into the Azara and break it into shards? It is shards already. Same type of thing. Zodig Omer, no. Kli, Omer, have a lot Klihu, Shenikiv, Kishairish Cotton. But it says Kishairish Cotton nowhere. Does it ever say such a thing? In Dine Tara, Dine Caleb, Shells also maybe in the Girsa. We have that, places that are deals with this. But does it, but what we have over here is, let's see if there's a, we have over here, see Rashi over here, Nira, Nira B'Enai, something with Shechos Amin Asvarim. The Gabek Licharis, the Shayak Lishnui. Alright, it's the Terence that the Gemara says there. Vaishnui Gabek Lichashisim, Haki Parah, Paiska, how do you know when you do that? But the Gemara, there are different Shiurim that we have in holes. That we have the Gabek Licharis. We could have a hole which is Kadei Lahaitzi Remind. The thing is, a gaping hole the size of a pomegranate. Then there's a hole that's Kibbutzi Zayas. Then there's a hole that's say there. It's enough to leak water and for water to come back in. And that we have for water to come in. And then there's the amount, there's a hole that's enough to have water leak but not to come back in. So what the Gemara is telling us over here is if it's somewhat broken. It doesn't function the way it did before. It's still going to have a Shem Kli because let's say you want to start, you want to use it to store apples. Well, the fact that there's a hole in it that has, it's big enough that it should have a leak or for water to be able to come back into it. So what? You want to store apples in it. You don't store liquids in there. It's still going to be called a Kali of a Kli Cheres. That you're going to be Mekayim of this mitzvah. On the other hand, it's going to be Mavatl, the tuba, whatever tuba is there. It's going to take up because Legabe that, it lost the Shem Kali. Legabe that it was used for liquids, it lost the Shem Kali. And it's still a Kali. Legabe other things, that's a sufficient Shinui that it takes off the tuba. And yes, if you're going to be able to be Mekayim of the mitzvah, breaking the klicheris, where there was tumah that was absorbed into the walls of the karbonis.
Some klicheris that's tameh, and you have to shaver it, but yes. You can make
yeah,
and that makes it.
That'll make it tahar legabe certain things.
Legabe
tuma. Yeah. Legabe tuma, yes. Shmira. Correct. Exactly. There are different levels of the shmira. You break it completely, then it's completely tahar. But if you did it in a way where you made a hole in it, let's say I said that's not functional the way it was before. It's tar legabe that, but it'll still have tuba legabe other things. It'll still have a shem keli legabe other things. And therefore, over here, you're allowed to bring it. Over here, the tuba that was on it from before, you're allowed to bring it into that side because it's tar.
No, it's still coming, but it's
tar. It's because before it was used for that, that little hole that you made is enough to be mitayer it. And then you're mitayer, so there you may have mitayer, bring it back in, and then you break it from the, for the reason that you have for the mitzvah of breaking it. Not breaking it has something to do with tuma. You're breaking it because of the blias that are in there from the korbanos. So the Gemara Nachama. Licharis. I mean, Mekli the Chayshis. So what do you do over there? Also a similar type of thing, by sight. Aye, the same thing happened. Let's say you did that. Palakli, that's also not a keli. And the Gemara says, no, the same thing. The Ratzif Maratzif. What you do is, you hammer it. Rashi here tells us what you do. What you do is, after you went and you whatever you took some piece away from it, knock it up a cordis, you hammer it, and you reconnect it. Because Shem Kli, and then you reinstate the Shem Kli. Legabe Kli Charis, now Rashi says, Legabe Kli Charis, Ikula Bebar, then he put him at Svisin, the Mighty Mashke, the Tahir, but I Kli the Kabul Zaysim, like Mitzecha Shabbos, like we have in Shabbos, the Perakab Atzviya. There we can never be like we're saying, you can have it, it's ice Kli Legabe one thing, and it is a cleaning of the other things, and therefore that's the answer that we would have over here. Over here we're told also, you went in, you retire it, then you hammered it, that we would have to reinstate the Shem Kli, and therefore you can have Mariko Shtifli. That's not going to be a problem. But there's a mitzvah over here.
It's a patch for Kelly. It's got a copper patch in the center.
So?
How are
you going to
use that in the
business?
You're not using it.
But you have a mitzvah of doing it. You have a mitzvah of before you have a mitzvah of bringing the shnitzah, though.
So why are you mixing it? Like, are you planning to use it again?
Not using it in
the using
it
in. So why is it operating that?
I'm breaking it.
Why are you patching it? Just so that
you for the mitzvah. You're doing it for the mitzvah. You're patching it for the mitzvah.
And then what are you doing? Then you throw it away.
I don't know, maybe that once you have it already, you're able to use it.
But then,
but you had to patch it for the sake of the mitzvah. Yeah, that's a reason, the katchila, not to do it. Once you have it already, because you did it for the mitzvah, then you had it already. Then you had it already. You hear very well, but it's not going to be a problem in that. Well, we have over here now, Amar Ish Lakish Me'il Shenitma. Let's say the Kayin Gadol. Kayin Gadol has a me'il that became tame. And Shenitma, what do you do there?
He went outside the Migdash.
And he went outside the Migdash. So what do we say before? Yeah, there's a begin that's tame. You tear it. But that you can't do here. Me'il Shenitma. But what can you do over here? You can't tear it like you do by other begadim to be mitayer it. And you can't bring it in. It's because it's tame. Can't bring a dumber tame into the Migdash. Machnisa b'pachas b'shalash al shalash. You bring it in piecemeal. Pieces of, or parts that are less than shalash etzbos by shalash etzbos. That's not called bringing in the shear of a keli that's tamei into the Migdash. Umechabso, and you wash it, somewhat you wash it piece by piece. I don't mean piece by piece, I mean inch by inch. You're not breaking it apart, but you wash it inch by inch. So we're adding it. Milshen inrach nisum abachas mishol shal shalosh. Umechabso bishum shenemar lo yikareya. Suffer the peeve. What to say by the Me'il? It says, Me'il, you have suffered the peeve. Lohi Korea, you're not allowed to, it's a special issur of tearing the beggar.
Not just by the neck.
That's Baisir Avada Barava. We'll come right back to this. We'll come right back to this. It says that when it comes to thick, hard, because there's no shear of shalosh al shalosh. And it's so like something like the me'il, you wouldn't be an eitzah of shalosh al shalosh. Rehi Rashi tells us, Abraham shalosh al shalosh, the lava levisha chazu, these things where it's hard, rough, they're not right for Levisha anyway. Lav lesakein mahem chaluk. What are they going to be used for anyway? They'll be used for a mattress. They'll be used, I mean, for a pillow that you should sit on. Mitzarach, and over there, in order for it to be tameh, it's not tameh. It's not like a regular beged where it's so thick. And therefore, what do you need for the tuba? Not gimel tzvos by gimel tzvos. You need gimel tzvachim by gimel tzvachim. Mitzarach shleisha al shleisha. Umeil, well, Me'il avu, me'il is very thick. In the Kabbalah, the Maseches Yuma, we say the Yuma, that we have two to couple shteimos, the afilu shalosh al shalosh. Therefore, bring in even if it's, what difference does it make? Whether it's less than gimel atzmos, gimel atzmos, gimel atzmos. As long as it's not gimel tvachim, it's not going to be, it's not a problem of being considered a begging for a tuba anyway. So is that relevant? They got me the me'il. And then that the Gemara says the reason is another svara. Abam shoshosh, agav avihem chashivi. The reason is because agav avihem, when it's mechubar, the beged chashuv, gimel al gimel day, it's chashuv the gimel al gimel the day, even if it happens to be gimel etzbos. You know, by itself, of course, you would not normally need it, but it's part of a chashuv a beged, and the fact that it's part of that, we'll give it a status of a beged, even where it's gimel atzbos. Agav avihem chashuv v'habani, what do you mean? Okay. Let me theorize something. Great thing about v'habai, shiva, v'habai, how are you going to do this by the me'il anyway? And more, but b'chlal, how do you do it, b'chlal, the whole din? When you're going to go and you're going to take the dab, and you're going to purge the dab. How do you do it anyway? Take water? Let's see the Rashi. Like it says. Maris, the guy, but we have to with Bahamut. The Gemara is telling us, how do you ever go? How do you ever go and do washing in the Azara? You do it with water? Yeah, water would be fine. But we don't just use water. How do you wash it, the dun? How do you wash out the dun? Mara says what? V'haba yeshiva sabamanim. You need seven of the liquids. The Omer of Achmed of Rabba Barahua. Dab chatas. Umaris legoyim. Tzrich and Shiva Sabamanim. When you're talking about Dab Chatas, how do you extricate the blood from the begging? Not with water alone. You need seven Sabamanim. The Tanya. And we learn, and what do? So what are the detergents? How are you going to do that? Because one of them happens to be Merak Lion. And you can't have Merak Lion in the Mikdash. The Tanya, you can't have Merak. So what are you supposed to do? It's a catch 22 over here. How are you going to ever be the Kayan in the Mitzvah? What are you going to say? How do you go about doing it? The Mimla Mahuma Hadishima somebody, you mix it in. Mix it in, so it's not nicker. So you have the Merak Lion. One of them happens to be the acidic qualities, maybe of the urine. And you'll do it that way. And you'll do the whole thing together. Mix them all together, and there's no problem over there of doing it. No, mixture. Just you blend it together, and it's not a problem because it's just not nicker by itself.
You make
the potion outside, and you bring it in all inside in a nice pitcher. Bahatran, but you can't do that. Bahatran, Haviran, Shalikis, Sidran. Let's say you went and you washed them. Out of Shalikis, Sidran, or Shehever, Shivasa, Kiachad. You have to have that each as an individual detergent according to the by itself, according to the seder of the liquids. That you can't do it backwards, you can't do it together. You can't. So what's that? What are you going to say? The Mivla Lahu, Bahadi Chad, Mi Sabamonim. Maybe you'll go and you'll mix it together with one of the Sabamonim.
Okay, so that's the
other. No, well, that's it. Bahatzarach Lachas case. Shalish Biyamim, Bechol Echad Viechad. You can't do that. Because you have to rub it, scrub it, three times with each one of these things. 21 scrubs. 21 scrubs, correct. Right, there is only one Eitzah to do it. So how are you going to wind up doing it? How do you wash the blood out? What you do is, you can take the Avani, you have to do it by itself, but himself means not with the other Sabamanim. But what you do is you mix it together with saliva. Without it, that doesn't have a taste. The Bible break tafel, the Yomar is Lakish. Break tafel, tsarach sheyehei im kol echad v'yechad. He says that you need break tafel with every one of these liquids. That way you'll be able to do it. So how is it? How do you go about doing this? It's a piece of information that we did not had before. And that is, how do you wash it? You don't stop washing it with water. What do? You wash it with these seven sabamanim that are mixed together with reik. We have a big problem over here in the halacha. We have a big problem anyway in the halacha over here. The Rambam says, when the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam says you use six. You're not allowed to use Meraglayim, and therefore you don't use that as part of one of the agents that claims that if you skip it. Rabbi says you skip it. Everybody wants to know, so Rabbi is all Gemara. Gemara says you can't bring Meraglayim, and the only answer is to do it with Reich Tufel. This whole thing with Reich Tufel, the Rabbi leaves out. The whole thing is a right tafel, the saliva that has to be mixed in with the Ramam leaves it all out. Everybody wants to know what is that? He says you can't do it because you can't be made reclaim in. The Gemara is that. The Gemara answers it. So what does it mean? That's A. Another thing, I'm not going to go into why to answer the Ram like that, but just they should be aware that the Ramam is shver over here from the whole Gemara. That's A. B, another very big thing. I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. It's always exciting. Maybe it's Yom Tov. Chanukah is different. Everybody's excited. And even maybe people don't can't go to Florida. They convince themselves that they're happy over here also. I also, it's a different sense of humor, but I do have a sense of humor, Richard. What we have over here is another very big thing. This we definitely have to bemerk. Two things. The Gemara, when we talk about the din of the Me'il, you would think there's a din of Le'ikareya as opposed to other big day kahuna. That's not true. Gemara brings in Yuma. We have a Gemara in Yuma. Yes, I do have a hat to have. I don't know why. I'm glad from yesterday. But
the Rashi
Yeah, but Gemara says it in Ayin Beis and Yuma that the din of Le'ikareya is not only by the Me'il. The Gemara says Le'ikareya applies by all big day kahunas. It says somebody get Malkus. Here the Gemara brings. somebody goes and it's Korea, and the Korea, Big Day Kahuna, like it. For what? Like Korea. Mask of the Rabbah, Rabbacha, Bar Yaakov. That makes it like Korea. Rabbi Lezer says, and then the Gemara says, that the din is not only by the meal, the meal is not Dafkin. Amr Abhira Bakareya, Big Day Kahuna, like it. Amr Abhira Bakareya, Big Day Kahuna is like it. It doesn't only apply there. Shenema Lai Korea. And therefore, the Rambam, when the Rambam comes over here, the Rambam is in Leia Migdash, Ferates, Allah Aleph, I think. Allah Gimel. All right, so we had the Rambam Leia Migdash, we have a din, the Rambam says, because the Rabbah says, "Me'il kulo tchelus." The chutav kulis is what the me'il is, and then he says, "Ela nechlok." Is that he says in kedar ha me'ilim b'yed b'chumer al kedeg and kol hadarin bilvad b'kareya pi ha me'il like a shenema loyu kareya. The same thing applies to all Big Day Kahuna. Sha'akaran derech hashchasa like it. If he tears them derech hashchasa, there will be malchus. So what's the Gemara telling us over here? It's only by the Me'il. So we could say the whole Gemara is labdavka, if you learn like this. And then the man comes to Mishpul Malach, we have a very big shiloh that we have here. Mimadayik in the Rambam is a very big issue. Because the Rambam says, if you tear the pi ha-me'il, there's Malchus, period. Then he says, v'hu adin all big day kahun, if you tear them, derech hashchasa. Is there a difference? The din of derech hashchasa. Two issues. The din of derech hashchasa that we have, is that only a requirement that we have by other Big Day Kahuna? Is that also a requirement by the Me'il? By the Me'il, it says it's a Lei Kareya. All right. Otherwise, you're also chayabah. Derech hashchasa. Where does that come from? The Gemara says the same thing by everything else. Is there a din that if it's not derech hashchasa by the Me'il, you're also chayabah? That's suffix number one. Suffix number two is, if you go and do it for the tzairach of the mitzvah, is that called derech hashchasa? Or it's not derech hashchasa? Do those hold that it's not derech hashchasa? And therefore, that would really be a mahalach. That's why the Gemara says, tell them by the big eel, because it's not derech hashchasa, it's a tzairach. And the male is not going to be a chiyuv, that would be very geschmack. In the Svara, I cannot hear such a thing at all. Because what's the whole reason that the effect of what the Kriya is to get the tumor off? You're supposed to go ahead and be mashnis to beg it. Now you're telling me, so it's begging. Now what? You're telling me, because it's a tzairach. So now it's a tikkun for the beggar. A tikkun for the beggar is not the reason to be retired. The whole thing is, derech hashchos. He brings it. Again, there's a shiloh that we have what exactly how we should read the Gemara over here. And one of my svarim might deal also with this Gemara. I mean, the din of Lysasim Kain. Whenever you destroy something belonging to Hegdish. The kutris that I have on Dine Beis HaKnesses in the first chelik, that I have there also. This Gemara also. But Taisus comes, the Mishnah Melech comes. The Mishnah Melech comes, he brings Baal Karbon. He brings from the Sefer Baal Karbon Chagiga. I don't know who that is.
The Rit Al Ghazi's father.
I don't know. Baal Karbon Chagiga, Simon Sabaches. He holds Dafke, Bishar, Big Day Kahuna. He does not get Malkus unless it's Derech Hashchasa. Amal Bibigil, he gets Malkus, Afimus, Shalem, Derech Hashchasa. Lididi, Lesnu, Lahani, Milan, hold of the whole thing. Mishalov argues with this. We hold this as the Baal Karmen Chagiga, who comes and he's Mechalek. I mean, he doesn't deal at all with our Gemara, of course. But he becomes the Gemara in Yuma. And the Mishra Malach argues. So the Shaila is learning like one of these two ways. Will our Gemara be any better if we bear that in mind? I mean, if you hold like that, like this Baal Karmen Chagiga, we have an Eitzah. The Svara I don't hear, because the whole point of it is that it has to be called Derech HaShchasa. Since you tell me that it's not Derech HaShchasa, it defeats the whole purpose of the whole thing. So how's it going to be retiring? But Basi Rak Lahaya Lagabi listed. Now, let's go in the chat. But some shows whether the Me'il is Dafka or Lav Dafka, when we talk about this din of the Me'il, you cannot tear it, so you bring it in, Pachas B'Sholosh Al Sholosh, and that's how you do it. Fine. Wait, hold on, one second. The only way to be Mekayim, this mitzvah, and again, like I mentioned, the Rabbah leaves out Meiraglayim, that's a big problem. Let's say you did not use these seven detergents. If you did not use these seven detergents, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbutz. This is what you have to use. Now, are we talking over here? Well, let's say the Rabbah's case where you didn't have a Beirat Lion. Are we talking over here that the dam was removed? Let's say you were able to remove the dam with two detergents. You're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Now it comes back to what we were talking about yesterday. What is the gedder of this mitzvah? To expunge the dab, to extricate the dab from the bleis into the thing and to make it clean? We did that already. We did this. Look, what happened? He has to get dab. We don't want dab kachim being balua in a shirt, in a white shirt. Well, the big tekuna, not big tekuna, it doesn't make a difference. A kohen went in there, he was not wearing, let's say, even big day kahuna. He was wearing a regular white shirt. And the beggar went to the white shirt, and he expunged it. It's not there anymore. There's no dab. The pain there was, the Torah is not what dab kachim, big balua in people's clothes. All right. Well, no, it's not there anymore. But he only expunged it with two detergents. We were asking yesterday, what was the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? By the way, anybody could do this, because a czar could do it also. Okay. I'm not telling you, it's not about his client. That's me, Bavakam Kaddish, but anybody could do it. Because Chedot is the one that comes, he points that out, and I think it's Bashit that it is like that. But because Chedot points it out. But, so he did it, and whoever did it, he did it in the Azara. There's no dam, it's clean as a whistle, completely clean now. Now what? But you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. It has to be done with seven detergents. My high. So what does it tell you about the mitzvah? It's not stop it then. Get the dam out. And it comes very big nafkaminas. Let's say again, He did it with water. He got the thing out with water, and he did not use the rest. It was he Mekayim the mitzvah or not? The way we're saying he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. Or let's say it be the other way. Let's say he did all seven, and it did not get the dam out. The red spot. There's a stain in the bag, and there's a red spot. Blood is not easy to come out. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's not, they didn't have hydrogen peroxide. It's not push it to get blood out. You get blood on your shirt, forget it. All right, but whatever. But let's say they used all seven and they washed it, and it did not come out. Were they Mekayim the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? Wash the, remember, it only applies to the bucket of the dam, like we were saying. It doesn't apply to the whole baggage. That's what we were talking about yesterday. The Havamina was that maybe you have to wash the whole veggie. So we said the Kabash Malad is what? So I expressed there are two ways we can learn what the Kabash Malad is. But it's going to have Nafkamina's got me this too. is the kamash malad is, that's the whole thing of the dam. You think it is to get the dam out. That's the only thing. Then, well, why wash another part of the beggar? What do you mean, wash the other part of the beggar? It's a kosum azah. Well, all right. That was the havamina. And now, what's the maskada? It's only in the dam. Get the dam out. So I got the dam out. What more do I have? The terrace is, it's not, the mitzvah is not to get the dam out by itself. You have to wash that makom, not the whole beggar. You have to wash the makom where the dam is. So it makes it very dicey over here. I know, but I said yesterday, even though Shmuel David did not say anything, I can tell from the grimace on his face, like the tzvodim. But it makes it very, very, it's very difficult over here now in light of this thing. This thing is telling me, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you didn't use all seven, you know, there's no dam left.
Even though you
need all seven.
Said.
Well, the Mara said. So what is the Mara talking about then? Yeah, how do you get that right? You'd have to know the Bachar. Must be. Yeah, and Hanami.
No,
no, no. So you have to do it. But the Chaira, if the Halacha was to be, no, I'm not. Avada, you have to do that. Avada, the Bachar, let's say, would be Halacha was to be seen. Now, let's assume. But now, but what is it telling you? Yeah, so what is the mitzvah? Wash. The mitzvah is not of the dam. The mitzvah is not to make to get the dam out. The mitzvah is to wash. What's it then as a special service akosuf? Yeah, that's what would seem to be. On the makam of the dam. Only on the makam of the dam. And that's the fire of what this state is telling us. Now what will happen if it does not come out? Will you be kind of mitzvah? Maybe be kind of mitzvah even if the dam doesn't come out. Yeah, what will happen?
If it comes out, what do you do?
Well, it comes out to me. What are you going to do with it? No, I mean, it comes out to you. It's not like it's a solid thing. What are you going to do? Nothing. What will happen? This is the difficulty of being magder. What the mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah? They'll come down according to this. What should we say? If the stain, if there's a red stain there, you still mekayim the mitzvah, even though the dam is there.
Yeah, the mitzvah is because the mitzvah is not
about. I hear.
The mitzvah keeps.
I hear. That's what the mitzvah is keepus. Usually it works. Yeah, no. Usually it works, but let's say it doesn't work. What do you have to do? It says, what do? You scrub it until it comes out.
That's what you have to do?
It has to work.
Really?
It's not like your yitzah. It's not like your yitzah 5 minutes. Give a little second edge, and to see if it comes out. If it comes out, fine. If it doesn't come out, forget about it. No. You have to scrub it until it comes out.
21 times, according to what
we're saying. Yeah, you do it 3 times in by every single one.
That's the minimum.
Minimum. That's how you do it, minimum. Let's say it didn't work.
Why you say it?
All right.
Do it again.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right,
now we're all
agreed. Okay, now we have something about the Megillah, what has happened by the Megillah. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Asher Tavush Shalvo, Ein Liel, Asher Bishalvo. Oh, now we have what? What?
Mishnah.
I'm in the Mishnah. Echad, what we're talking about, the charis, Shabishelbo, that he cooked in. Cooked. What a karbonis took basar shlomim, basar chatos. And he cooked it in the klicharis. The echad she'ira l'saychai, or let's say he did not cook it full of water. There was a piece of meat of a chatos that was there, and he poured hot water on it. They need Mariko Shtifa. I know that I did not elaborate on what it means, Mariko Shtifa. What are we talking about? We'll talk about that later. Then Mariko Shtifa, we have a machlaika. Does it mean cold water? Does it mean hot water? What's the difference between Mariko and what's Shtifa? We'll talk about that. I purposely avoided that for the time being. Reb Shimon Omer, Kachim Kalu, they turn to Mariko Shtifa. Why? We'll have to see why. Now, I turn to Ravana. Asher tevusha al bo. Then when we talk about a kli charis, ain't li ela shebisha al bo. Maybe it only applies to the shmira, but makom where he cooked in the, cooking means, again, what? He's using hot water. Ira l'saycha roseya, how do you know that it applies? Even where it's ira l'saycha, ira l'saycha minayin, tabalema, an addition of Hesafu on that, the Asher Tevusha Bo Yishover. Asher Tevusha Bo Yishover. Any way of, any form of, with something which is akin even to the bishop. Play Raman Bachama. What about this? Talami Aver Tadar. Let's say the meat was not in direct contact with the walls of the Tadar, it's suspended. It's suspended. It never comes in contact with the walls or the floor. Now, how does it not come in contact with the floor? What about all the drips? The dripping of all the oils and everything. But where is it going to drip? It's going to drip with the coals. The walls or the floor of the tanur remained unaffected. Ma, what is the din? Do you break the tanur there also or not? Abishalu bilua, who they come into Rasbana. What do you need? Both Bishal and bilua? Odilma, Abishal below bilua, maybe Bishal itself is enough? And therefore, even if there are no bleas in the walls or the floor, maybe that's also enough to break the tatter. Now, what would be the reason for that? There's no bleas. But again, the same type of svara that I just said by washing. Maybe it's not totally. It's not, you have to do it. And if you're not bleeding in the tanner, and the klicharis, is the exact same as it was. What now? A bishul be lua to come in rachmana or deal by bishul lua amarova toshaba. Echad she bishul bo miechad she nira lusacha raseyach. Either one is good. Bishul bo. Or where this you went and you were Myra and Secha Raseya. That means what? Balua below Bishol, Lokami Bailam. It's true that I've had a Bishol without Balu Bleas, then I've had a you would be able, Yerikabir Masuyatin. Echacha Bishol, but Kikami Bailam Bishol below me, Lua by. There, Masha, let's say it would be a case. Bishol without bilua, like our case. Tanner shall mingdash. What was it made out of shall batchis oyet. It was made out of batchis. It was not made out of the classic way of making a tanner, which would be charis. These are the daitach bishol. Below bilua, low cupid. Let's say the Torah was not batpid at all. On that, when it comes to Akli Charis, you don't have to break it no Machwein or no Belias. Namin Shal Charis, let's say make it Charis, make it of Charis. Let's make it of Charis instead of Batris, and you won't have to break it. Well, see, every time you go, you do it in Charis. What's going to happen? You have to break it. How many ovens do you go, are you going to have to go through? You're going to have to break it all the time, right? But now you don't have to do that. Because you'll be able to do it in a way where there'll be bishul without bleas. No, you can't. You cannot make it from charis. There's no way to avoid that. Why? Because whenever a kayan brings a carbon mincha, and he's going to have to eat it, he's going to have to bake the shirayim of the mincha. We're talking about a kind of a mincha. Any kind of, even a mincha silas, bachvas, bacheshes. But it's avada. It doesn't have to be baked in an oven before the kibitz when it's brought. But the shirayim, what do you want to eat? Raw flour? He doesn't eat raw flour. The flour that he eats, shirayim mitzvah, has to be baked. Kevadika shirayim menachis. And that the din is dafiyasan betanor. Veika bishol. Ubi lua. So there's no way to do that. You're going to have to break it. Therefore, what do you do to avoid that? Abdin and shall matzis. We do it new mitzvah, and therefore you have to do it shomaktus. Ahutanur and the Absu Baitanura Asra. What happened? There was a person, they went, it was a tanner that he smeared, coated with fat. Asra Bahagoda Rifta Lioilam. He went and he prevented, he said, you can never eat bread that's baked in that tanner.
What is the Afila?
The reason is, you might have to eat it with mulchitz. And therefore you eat it with milk, so you'll be over basar b'chalam, therefore you can never do it. Great thing, but why? They say, lashon is alisa b'chalam, the lash kalapas, kula asurim, they have kalaferim. You make milk because you might come to eat it with flesh, with basar. And kiyotzei tashen is a tanner. Don't smear the tanner with alia, with tail meat. The fat. The touch, and if you did do it, kolapas kulasura, until achiyasik is a tador. But there is a way of being master the tador. Go ahead and fire it up on the inside, and you'll, it's libun. And you'll be able to do it, so why you can never use it again? And here, what was achiyasik was a tador? The rabbi we like to use them because he said, once you did that, you can never use it again. That's what he told us. When he just told us, when he came and he told us this thing, it came to Rabba Barahi Loi, and he says, once it happened, you did that already, you can never use it. There's no answer for it anymore. So that's the case. Why did Rab tell us a halacha nuchas Pesach? Omar Le, why don't you just go and you'll fire up the kiln? Omar Le, Rab Mukilab Ahi, Michel Batchis. Rab Ol Zetain, what we were talking about, Michel Batchis.
Which one?
Mukin Lahi Niktani, that which we learned, Achiyusa Katanur, it won't help. By Cheris, it'll help only by Batchis. Be my Seba, or the Tanur shall cheres, and there is a chiluk in how you fire it up. If you have the heat being generated from inside the Tanur or outside the Tanur. If you do it on the inside the Tanur, it'll work. Outside the Tanur, it's not hot enough. Also, the great thing about it, so even according to Rav, why don't you go kashir your Tanur about Pesach, and you do it from the inside. Make it hotter. He's not going to do that because he's always afraid the mitzvah. He's afraid he might break it and he's not going to do it properly. He'll come therefore, that type of thing is new as us. Look at David Shah Bingdash. Amay Shabro. Not really looking shyness. So by the Kederis shall Mingdash, the Kederis of the Mingdash that are made out of Charis, why does the din that you have to break them? If there's a Takada that you're able to go and get the Blias out, even through Charis, why do you have to break it? You can go and do it, you'll do it with Mifnim. The reason is because you can't make Kim Shinus in Yerushalayim where it's going to generate a lot of smoke. It's not
environmental.
It's environmental. You can't do that, and therefore it's not pleasant for people to be in the Mishlaim where it's a lot of smoke, and therefore you can't do it. Aye, so what's the alternative? You're going to use clay charis, and what are you going to do? You're going to break it apart. The way you're going to do with the shards, the yaisin hashmasas be'azara. What do you think is better, to go ahead and make garbage heaps in the azara? He said, what, Shemek Licharis? There's a nest that happened by the Shemek Licharis. the Nivlaim in Kaima, that they were absorbed and fell swallowed up in their place all the time, and therefore they never had to worry about that. Where he said that the Tana is made out in the Mikdash, why don't they make it where it's Charis and you'll be able to kasher it? Why not do that? The only way to do it, I'm like klisharis the charis layabdina. There's no answer because of the lechem apodim and the klisharis that's going to have to be diskadish, and therefore it's going to work. Right, we'll have to be mamshich then with this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.